And hark!
Here comes the cattle train,
bearing
the cattle of a thousand
hills,
sheep cots, stables, and cow yards in the air,
drovers
with their sticks, and shepherd boys in the midst of their flocks,
all but the mountain pastures whirled along like leaves blown from the mountains by the September gale.
The air is filled with the bleating of calves and sheep, and the hustling of
calves and sheep.
When the old bellwether at the head rattles
as if a pastoral valley were going by. When the old bellwether at the head rattles his bell, the mountains do
at a level with
like
their drove.
Rams.
Their vocation stops, but still clinging to their useless stick as their
car load of drovers, too.
But they're done.
On a level with their droves now, their vocation gone.
They have
clinging to their youth.
We think I hear them bark
badge of office.
They're panting up the west.
Where are
slope
they?
They will not be
them. They are quite
their
thrown out.
Too is
lost the
their fidelity.
I hear them barking behind the Peterborough Hill,
back to their
or panting up the western slope.
Or dance wild. They are not but the bell ring.
Their fidelity and audacity are below par now.
What the railroad to be, I never go to
race. Chance run wild and strike a league wolf in the fox. So is your pastoral life
the black
world past.
But I cross like
the bell rings.
I will not have my eyes put out. My ears spoiled.
What's the railroad? I never go to see. Hills of hollows. That's
the
sand
for the
blowing. But I cross it. Art path. I will not have my eyes put out in my. Now that the cars are gone, fishes in the pond no longer. The rest of the long afternoon, meditations are interrupted only by the faint rattle of carriage.
Produces one and the same effect, a vibration of the universe.
Sundays. I heard
just
the bells.
It,
Concord bell. As it were, natural. Worth importing into the sufficient distance over the now fires vibrant hum.
The echo.
Sound
possible.
What?
The voice of the